In early June, someone broke into the Baranoff Island Brewing Company, which Rick Armstrong owns with his wife, and stole over $1,000 from the cash register and a case of beer. The thief was captured on video by a security camera, but the tape wasn't high enough quality to identify him. Now, however, Armstrong thinks he has his man.
There is no doubt. I'm 100% sure that this is our guy.
In fact, says Armstrong, he's known who the thief is for weeks, and so have the Sitka police. But thus far, there's been no arrest. And so, frustrated with the pace of the investigation, Armstrong took matters into his own hands. Yesterday morning, he posted a photo to the Baranoff Island Brewing Company's Facebook page. It shows a young man with long sideburns and a black bar across his eyes to conceal, at least slightly, his identity. Armstrong says it's the burglar, whom he's calling the brewery bandit. But the photo isn't from the surveillance tape. Armstrong took it from the man's Facebook page. The caption reads, "Yes, bandit, we know who you are. Please return what you have stolen from us to the Sitka Police Department ASAP. More pictures, names, and information to follow. Cheers."
It may be vigilante justice. I don't know. It's just, I don't feel it's fair to the community, to my family, our employees, for this guy to be able to do this. And everyone knows he's done it, and nothing to come of it.
Armstrong didn't name the man on Facebook, but he says if the man doesn't come forward and the police don't make an arrest, he'll keep releasing information.
Next will be clear shots of his face and his name and the other folks that were involved.
This has posed a challenge for the Sitka Police Department.
Well, I appreciate Mr. Armstrong's frustration. We have to operate by certain rules, and the public doesn't always understand those rules.
That's Sitka Police Chief Sheldon Schmidt.
What may seem slow to him is just a product of the system that we have to work within in order to investigate burglaries and do it in such a way that they can be prosecuted.
Schmidt says he sympathizes with Armstrong.
They were victimized. People broke into their business and took money from them. So I definitely empathize with them.
But, he says, the police are pursuing their own investigation, and the public airing of evidence and accusation can complicate that process.
Well, I think it's dangerous. I think it's dangerous for people to be posting pictures blaming somebody else for a crime. I mean, I just would advise anybody not to do that. Certainly, posting stuff on Facebook could hamstring the police investigation. It could put us outside of the rules that we have to operate by. It's one thing to maybe dredge up some leads for the police, but I just wouldn't advise it. I think direct communication with the police on what's going on is a better practice.
Armstrong says one of the reasons he's acting is that he hasn't had that kind of direct communication from the police. He says they haven't explained to him why it's taking so long. And in the meantime, the hunt for the brewery bandit has become a social event, both online and off.
We get phone calls, it seems like almost daily, of people that have seen him and know what's going on, and they're like, why hasn't something been done?
When the burglary first happened, Armstrong posted the surveillance video to Facebook and YouTube to see if he could crowdsource the thief's identity.
We see him come in the building. We see him walk through the building. We see him in the till, in the register. We watch him walk over to the cooler, the bottle cooler, load his backpack with bottles, and then put on his backpack as he goes out the door. We see all of that.
The Facebook post led to other evidence, which Armstrong said he isn't yet ready to make public.
I really don't think I can share that just yet. It's going to come out slowly one way or the other. Hopefully the Sitka police arrest him sooner rather than later. But if not, I will post that for everyone to see.
Either way, he says, he feels the evidence is ironclad. Is there any chance you might be wrong, that you might have the wrong person and might sort of plaster the wrong person's face all over Facebook with this accusation?
You know, at the beginning, I definitely was very concerned about that. And that's why we vigilantly made sure of the information that we have, that it's 100% sure that this is our guy.
And that may be good enough for Facebook. But Schmidt says the legal system has a different standard.
I think people understand, I hope that they understand, that we have to do things by according to certain rules so that we don't violate people's rights. People have rights, and we take those very seriously.
Even if they are the brewery bandit. In Sitka, I'm Rachel Waldholz.